There are still people who talk about the fractures that we're seeing in ATAC, but they didn't monitor bone density. They didn't use bisphosphonates. And, you know, everything I've seen suggests, although, yes, we want to see it in a clinical trial, that that should prevent serious problems. Is that your take?
Yes, I think that is the take. The other thing I always feel is that if you've got a drug which is more effective against breast cancer and it causes some minor other problems that we can get round, then I'd rather get around the other problems and have a more effective drug in breast cancer.
And I guess the IBIS study has a sub-protocol that's going to look at that question.
Yes, it does. One of the things that's come out of that for physicians is to have an easy way to manage patients on AIs. We need three or four lines. This is how you do it for the physician. Rob Coleman in Sheffield, who's one of the UK bone experts, has come up with something that's really algorithm that's very straightforward, I think, and it makes it now much easier for us.
What basically is the algorithm?
Well, the algorithm is that, okay, if you're starting a woman on 5 years of AIs, you need to check the bone density beforehand and you need to check it at regular intervals. If you're switching women from tamoxifen after 2 to 3 years to an AI, you don't really need to bother about the bone density between 50 and 64. And after 64, if you're switching them, you should do a DEXA scan at switch. So that means that for the women who are switching 2 to 3 years tamoxifen, 2 to 3 years of an AI between 50 and 64, you don't need to worry about bone density scans. I think at the end of the day, we're going to find that a lot of the so-called serious side effects of AIs aren't real. I think in relation to the bone, I think we've got that sorted really with bisphosphonates and regular DEXA scans, and providing we do that, then that's not an issue. And the lipids, the more work we've done on lipids, the more I think it's a red herring. And I think what you're seeing sometimes is the fact that tamoxifen is very good at lowering lipids.